Many airlines spray ethylene glycol on planes to melt ice and frost. The EPA says that chemical can endanger wildlife when it enters nearby water bodies. The agency estimates that 21 million gallons of de-icing fluid is discharged from airports every year. The EPA plans to study de-icing chemicals to determine whether any restrictions are necessary. Claudio Terniden of the American Association of Airport Executives acknowledges that de-icing chemicals may have an environmental impact, but says the issue is not as simple as it seems.
I think it's important to remember this is a safety-based industry, and what we're trying to do is make sure folks are flying safely, and that's the primary goal of our industry.
Many airports already use strict treatment or recycling programs for de-icing fluid. Last winter, the Detroit Metro Airport recycled about 850,000 gallons of the fluid, more than any other airport in the world. The EPA predicts it will complete its study of de-icing chemicals in 3 years. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Celeste Headley.